relationship between God and ourselves as His sheep. 那么在这边这首诗里面说明了我们与神之间的亲密的关系。He is our Lord and our Master. 他是我们的主，是我们至高的主。
We aspire to His presence.
那么我们可以闻到他身上的香味。
We like to have His divine presence in us all the time.
我们很希望他的香气永远和我们一起存在。
As our souls looks up to Him, we like to have His guidance all the way, all our life.
当我们的灵魂仰望他的时候，我们希望他的带领永远和我们同在。
Indeed, she presents a beautiful melody in our soul so that we can sing the song of praise all day long.
事实上，在我们的灵魂当中，我们用口唱心和的来赞美他。
This is our story and this is our song.
这是我们的故事以及我们的歌。诗歌
，because we are like His bride, and we are look forward to His presence.
因为我们正是他的新娘，也期待他的来临。
And there's a beautiful love song between God and ourselves.
这是一个很美丽的诗歌，是我们跟神之间的一个诗歌。
Actually, in Psalm 73, a Psalm of Wisdom, the Bible indicates that He is our Master.
在诗篇三十七篇里面，告诉我们他是我们的主人。
In heaven and on this world, whom shall we adore?
那么除了在天地之外，有谁我们应该去羡慕的呢？
He is our God.
他是我们的神。
Whom we love.
也是我们所喜爱的主。
If we could cherish this wonderful love between God and ourselves, we could really treat this as a momentum of life.
如果我们能够珍惜神与我们之间那种亲密相爱的关系，那么我们会珍惜在此刻我们生命的重要的时刻。
How we shall serve Him more effectively.
我们更应该要积极的来服侍他。
How we ought to increase the Bible knowledge in the spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge.
如何很积极的增加我们属灵的知识。
Then we can serve Him more effectively.
我们能够更积极的来服侍神。
And at the same time, we need to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
同时我们要能够求神在祷告里面赐予我们圣灵的充满。
So that we could gain a balanced life in spiritual truth as well as in the Holy Spirit.
使我们在真理以及圣灵当中得到一个平衡点。
At the same time, we can balance our heart and our behavior.
同时我们也能够使我们的行为以及我们的心得到一个平衡点。
And this is the practical faith.
这是一个实际的信仰生活。
So we ask God to guide us.
我们求神带领。
To get into His words.
能够真正的进入他的话。
And probe His will.
能够知道了解他的心意。
And then let's pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告，
further guidance.
求他的带领。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, we are looking to our Lord. God, we are looking
to our Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall carry on studying how the Lord Jesus Christ taught His disciples on the way to Bethany.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始学习在主耶稣前往伯大尼路上给他门徒的教训。
Of course, it's fitting for us on this day, especially this Holy Sabbath, to study more about the Divine Word and His Divine Will.
这对我们来说是非常有益处的，尤其是在安息日的聚会当中，能够学习到他的真理以及他的话。
On this Holy Sabbath, we observe it because we like to observe the commandments of God.
我们遵守安息圣日。是依照神所赐给的实践。
We commemorate the creation and the redemption of God.
我们能够了解纪念神的创造以及他的工作。
But most importantly, we could enjoy this day as a day of rest, mentally as well as spiritually.
更重要的是，我们能够真正的在主里享受肉体以及精神上的安息。
We lay aside and we put down all the cares and burdens of life, and we come to worship God in spirit and truth.
我们将我们世界上所有的一切重担放在一边，来到去会堂，享受他属灵的福气。
It will be especially a delightful thing for us to learn the Bible, to increase our knowledge.
特别是 在学习圣经道理，使我们能够增加在神的知识上。
And at the same time, we build up a good relationship between God and ourselves.
同样的，可以更建立起更好的关系在我们以及神之间。
This morning, we spend some time in searching for the reason why Jesus tarried for 2 days at the site on the other side of River Jordan.
在今天早上，我们特别说明了为什么主耶稣特意的停留两天在约旦河旁。
God's time is not our time.
神的时间跟我们的时间不同。
Because He perceives or He foresees things to which we could not understand sometimes.
他能够预见我们所不能够了解的事情。
But He has a better arrangement.
但是他的意思是美好的。
In that sense, we need not to be anxious.
换句话说，我们不需要太为他着急。
We should not be fretful because God has a better arrangement for us. As the time comes, His will will be fulfilled.
我们更不用觉得遗憾，因为当神的时间到的时候，他的安排是美好的。
God has His higher purpose for us.
神有他更高的旨意对于我们每一个人。
In the case of Jesus resurrecting Lazarus, He wants to reveal the divine power to all the people there.
在主耶稣使拉撒路复活的这件事情上面，他要让人知道神有极大的能力。
So that everybody can believe in Jesus as the Messiah and as the Son of God.
使得人能够信从主耶稣是弥赛亚，也是神的儿子。
At the same time, for that reason, they will glorify God greatly.
同样的理由也能够将圣灵高举。
Now the second point we study, the reason why the Jews wanted to stone Jesus.
另外一个重点我们今早学习的就是犹太人为什么要拿石头打耶稣。
On the ground of blasphemy, the Jews wanted to stone Jesus to death.
因为亵渎神的理由，所以犹太人要拿石头打死耶稣。
Because of that reason, the disciples reminded Jesus of the danger which might confront Jesus.In his entry into the land of Judea.
同样的理由，门徒们也询问主耶稣，问他你为什么还要进去那个地方？犹太人正准备拿石头打死你呢。
So we refresh our memory about why the disciples of the Lord wanted to refrain Jesus from going.
在这里，让我们重新提醒我们，我们可以了解到门徒为什么提出这样的问题，是要告诉主耶稣不要去犹太地。
Number one, Jesus.Stated in John chapter 8 that the great I am saw and received Abraham.
在这里第八章我们可以了解到主耶稣说我是自有拥有的，我在亚伯拉罕之前就有我了。
This is the manifestation of God whom Abraham saw and greeted.
这是神的显现在亚伯拉罕的时代，那样的时代是亚伯拉罕能够真正的亲眼见到。
It was the spirit of Christ, or it was Christ that appeared to Abraham, the father or forefather of the Jews.
我们可以看到是基督的灵显现在亚伯拉罕这位信心之父，这位犹太人的祖先的面前。
Jesus appeared as Melchizedek.
主耶稣成为麦基洗德。
Because Melchizedek fittingly describes the status and role of Jesus.
因为麦基洗德的身份正是充分描写了主耶稣的身份。
He is without father, without a mother.
他是无父无母。
He is without a genealogy.
他是没有家谱。
He has no beginning, nor the ending.
他是没有始没有终。
He is God himself.
他就是神本身。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the high priesthood.
他是至高神的祭司。
Just like Psalm 110.
就好像诗篇110篇里面所讲
，verse 4 states,
在第四节里面
that this one, Melchizedek, is according to the rank of the high priesthood of God.
在麦基洗德的身份，也就是完全合乎至高神祭司的身份。
Then Jesus is the high priesthood.
那主耶稣就是这个祭司。
Described in book of the Hebrews.
同样的，也在希伯来书第七章中形容到。
In chapter 2 to chapter 5, Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is the high priest.
从第二章到第五章当中，主耶稣被形容是至高神的祭司。
He intercedes for us.
他为我们代求。
He knows our weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
So he prays for us.
因此他为我们代求。
This is the role of Jesus as high priest.
这是主耶稣身为至高神祭司的身份。
And then Melchizedek is Jesus.
麦基洗德就是耶稣。
Then if we study Genesis chapter 14, Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 7, we could relay them together and we come to the truth that Jesus did appear to Abraham.
所以我们当我们看到创世纪十四章，再看回去希伯来书第七章，我们可以知道主耶稣确实在亚伯拉罕的面前显现，让他亲眼看到。
Now we come to the third section. Come to the following section in John 11.
接下来我们再看约翰福音的第十一章。
Instead of being dissuaded from going to the land of Judea, Jesus answered the disciples.
主耶稣在这里回答门徒，虽然门徒提醒他不要去犹太地。
To be a worker of God.One needs to be brave and courageous.
身为一个神的工人，必须是勇敢，可以继续往前走的。
Of course, it comes to our mind that Jesus said in his sending disciples, reminded them that they need to be cautious, they need to be wise.
虽然主耶稣在这个地方，门徒在这个地方提醒主耶稣要小心这件事情。
The Lord Jesus Christ, in sending his disciples into the people, the mass.He said, "You must be cunning like a serpent."
当主耶稣派门徒出去到世界，到各地去传福音的时候，告诉门徒说：“你必须要小心，
灵巧像
一个蛇一样。”
But you must be tame, must be gentle like a dove.
但是必须温柔如鸽子。
So, of course, we need to have a kind of wisdom to deal with circumstances.
当然我们必须要那样属灵的智慧能够处理这危险的事情。
But when time which requires you to do the work, are you going to be withdrawing yourself?
当时间来到必须要我们执行工作的时候，我们要退缩吗？
The answer is no.
当然是否定的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ takes this opportunity to explain to the disciples about the need to be courageous in the face of the mission.
在这个时候，主耶稣利用这个机会教导门徒，在这个时候要拿出门徒的勇气来，勇往直前。
Now let's read John 11.
请看约翰福音第十一章。
John 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And verse 10.
第十节。
As we read this morning, these two verses indicate the time, the daylight, and Jesus as the light to the world.
在第九节第十节我们早上所念到的，这里说明主耶稣所说到的日光，所说的光也就是他自己本身就是世界上的光。
Of course, this is a great teaching here about the status of the Lord Jesus Christ as a light to the world.
当然在这里是给我们一个很好的教训，说明了主耶稣就是世界上的光。
But Jesus has to mention the natural light, the natural hours of a day.
主耶稣在这里同时也提到另外一个光，就是我们日间的光，自然的光。
Jesus has to draw the comparison from our daily life, and so he would guide people into a metaphysical or more profound truth.
主耶稣用我们日常生活能够见到的东西，引导我们了解他更深属灵的知识。
He states that there are 12 hours during a daytime.
他这边说到白天不是有十二小时吗？
According to Jewish calculation, a day starts from 6 o'clock in the morning.
依照犹太人的习俗，一天从早上六点钟开始。
First hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour, fifth hour, sixth hour.
第一小时、第二小时、第三小时、第四、第五、第六小时。
Then you come to the noonday, noon time.
然后到了午时
，then you have another 6 hours toward the sunset at the 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
然后再来六小时，直到太阳下山为止。
And this is how they calculate 12 hours a day.
这就是他们如何来计算12个小时一天。
Then during daytime, people can work and can walk very easily.
在白天的时间，人们可以走路，可以工作，是非常容易的。
About this kind of teaching, Jesus has already emphasized very much.
像这一类的教训，主耶稣常常的在强调。
While it is light, you must work.
当白天临到的时候，你一定要工作。
While it is daytime, you must walk.
当白天的时候，你一定要行走。
And follow Jesus.
并且能够跟着耶稣行走。
Because as soon as Jesus passed away, you could not see the light, neither can you walk, neither could you really work.
当主耶稣离开这个世界上之后，光走了之后，不能够工作，不能够走路。
So Jesus emphatically said that while I am here, while the divine grace is present, you must work and you must walk.
所以主耶稣在这里特别强调，当我还在这里的时候，当这个光还在的时候，你们要工作，要走路。
While you follow Jesus, you will not be stumbled.
当你在这个时候跟随耶稣，不至于跌倒。
Because you see the light.
因为你看到了光。
Of course, in ancient time, people would not work during the night time.
当然，在古时候，晚上是没有人工作的。
Because they used a very small candle, very small oil pot, they call lantern or lamp.
在那个时候，人们用了很小盏的油灯。
And they used a wick, and then they light, they give the light.
那么他们用火来点着，能够使这个油灯光亮。
The lamp could not shine too far away.
这样的油灯没有办法照多远。
You could only see some surrounding things,
只能够看到你四周的东西。
So they would rather not work.
因此他们宁愿不工作。
They had to rest earlier.
他们宁可多一些的休息。
Then arise early in the morning.
然后第二天再早起。
They begin to work and to walk.
他们能够行走，能够做事。
Handling the daily chores.
能够好好的掌握白天的时光。
Now, in this section,especially in the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, the light, we're going to learn something which is pertinent to us today.
在这节里面，主耶稣提到了这个光，特别是利用这种机会来告诉我们，因此我们要好好的来学习。
While daylight, you see the light. Jesus refers to while the fact that you see the Lord Jesus Christ, you would be saved.
在这里主耶稣说白天也就是当光存在的时候也就是当他还在的时候你们是安全的。
Now let's turn to John chapter 8.
请看回约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音第八章的第十二节。
This is the first instance about the statement of I am. I am the light of the world.
在这里是主耶稣第一次说到他说我是世上的光。
Please pay attention to the expression I am in the book of John.
请特别注意在约翰福音里面所说的我是这个字眼。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的光。
生命粮食。
生命的粮食。
In John chapter 6 verse 35 and 48.
在约翰福音第六章里面有提到这个。
He is the bread of life.
他是生命的粮食。
Now in chapter 8 and chapter 9 he said I am the light.To the world, or the light of the world.
在第八章、第九章里面，这里说到我是生命的以及世界上的光。
然后 chapter 8 verse 12.
第八章十二节。
Jesus said to the multitudes, I'm the light of the world. Those who follow me will not be walking in the darkness. Rather, they will gain the light of life. Here Jesus says that everybody follow Jesus will no longer in darkness.
在这里主耶稣说到凡是在跟从我的人就不在黑暗里面行走了。
Of course, this is a double meaning.
当然这有双重的意义。
Number one, while you walk in the daylight, you will not see the shades or darkness.
第一点就是当你在白天走路的时候你看不到黑暗的事情。
Everything is so bare and so exposed to you.
每一件事情都是非常明朗化。
You see things clearly.
你可以看到很清楚的东西。
Figuratively speaking, Jesus is talking about his presence in this world.
但是在属灵意义，也就是说明他在这个时候正在世界上。
In Book of John, the image of light is important.
在第八章，在约翰福音里面，所谓说到光的形象是非常的重要。
From chapter 1, we learn that Jesus is the true light.
从第一章我们知道神是真光
and the light comes to the world.
这个光来到世界上。
Chapter 3,
第三章
especially 18 and verse 20,
特别是十八节到二十节。
The light comes to the world and to try to shine into the darkness.
光来到世界上能够照亮那黑暗的角落。
And yet the darkness rejects light.
但是很不幸的黑暗呢却拒绝这个光照。
Because the world of sins would not be like to be exposed.
因为这黑暗的世界不愿意被光来照明。
They still cling to darkness. The sinners still cling to sin.
那么这个世界上充满了种种的罪恶。
But Jesus still wants to shine through into the world of darkness.
但是主耶稣的光却要能够照亮整个世界。
Not only human sight could be recovered.
不只是神的眼睛，人的眼睛能够复原。
But also the inner sight.
并且是心里面的。
Could be illuminated.
能够更光亮。
So they know who Jesus is.
使他们能够了解到谁是耶稣。
Then Jesus has brought the kingdom of God.The gospel of the kingdom of God to people.
主耶稣传天上的福音来到这个世界上。
Bringing people out of darkness and despair to the world of kingdom and the world of light.
将人带离这个罪恶，并且不重视世界上的国度。
进入到神的国度。
而进入到神的国度。
Then he said, people must walk in the light while Jesus is present.
在这里说到人要在光里行走，也就是当主耶稣在这个世界上的时候。
So this is the teaching of the Lord.
这是主的教训。
While we have the divine grace and truth around us,
当我们有真理、有恩典围绕我们的时候。
While we have the daytime, while we have the daylight, our individual life,
当我们在每个人生活当中还有
生命
当中还有光亮的时候
，we need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须来就近耶稣
，so that our eyesight could be opened.
我们的心眼，我们的眼睛能够被打开。
We could come to the full understanding of the gospel truth.
我们能够真正的了解到福音的真谛。
And accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior.
能够接受主耶稣是我们的救主。
And this is the walking of the faith, of the journey of the faith.
这可以说是信心之旅的路程。
Now let's turn to John chapter 9.Verse 4.
请看约翰福音第九章第四节。
In John chapter 9, here Jesus indicates that he is the light of the world and he must work.
在这里主耶稣说到他是世界上的光，他必须要工作。
Jesus must do the work of the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣要能够完成天父所交代他的使命。
Sent by the Father, he must carry out the divine work of the Father.
他被天父差遣来，必须能够完成他所交代的工作。
He must abide in the divine will.
他必须要能够合乎天父的旨意。
Now in John chapter 9, someone confronts him with this kind of question.
在第九章，有人提出这样的问题。
Rabbi, this man is because he sinned so that he becomes blind or because of his father's or parents' sin?
有人问拉比，这个人生来瞎眼是谁犯的罪呢？是这个人或是他的父母？
Jesus wants to prove something important to us.
在这里，主耶稣要能够证明一件很重要的事情，让我们知道。
It is not a particular or specific sin or fault that causes people fall into illness.
并不因为人的错误或者怎么样的因素使得人会得病。
There are nothing so-called causality because of sin, then you must suffer. There are nothing so-called the causal effect.
在这边并没有所谓的因果关系，因为你犯罪，所以你会生病。
But sometimes God will treat illness as an occasion for you to glorify God, for you to turn to the Lord more fervently.
但是神却有时候会利用疾病使我们能够转向神
，so that you can really reflect upon your own faith.
因此，在我们的信仰上能够深思。
If you come to sudden realization why you have suffered such, then you really know and appreciate the divine will.
当我们发现我们正身处在痛苦难过当中，我们可以了解到神真正的旨意。
In the case of John 9,
在第九章的例子当中
，Jesus answered directly.
主耶稣直接的回答
：The blind man is not caused by sin committed by himself or by his parents.
这个人并没有犯罪，也并不是他父母的犯罪。
It's rather upon this man, God would be glorified.
反而要在这个人的身上显出神的荣耀。
Because like other chapters, Jesus wants to heal and recover the sight of this blind man.
就好像其他章节里面所记载，主耶稣医治瞎眼的人。
He wants to manifest his divine power, the sonship of God.
他能够清楚的让人了解到他是神的儿子，有这样的能力。
So now let's read verse 4, chapter 9, verse 4.
第九章第四节。
While it is daylight, we must work the work.Of him whom sent me. Because no one would be able to work as soon as it is done, the dark night. Verse 5.
第五节。
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus urged us to really work the Heavenly Father's work.
在这里，主耶稣特别的交代我们，我们要在趁白天来工作。
While it is day, we are still young, we are still energetic, while we are provided all kinds of circumstances and opportunity, we must serve the Lord.
在白天的时候，我们充满体力，充满了活力，充满了各样的机会，能够利用它来做神的工。
If we compare our individual life to the phase of the sun's movement from early in the morning down to the sunset,
如果我们拿我们每个人的生命来比较，跟一天来比较，从日出一直到日落
，all the babes, all the children can be compared to the morning sun about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock。
每一个小孩，每一个婴儿时期，可以跟一天起初破晓的时候来做比较。
Then after primary school or secondary, you become the 10 o'clock sunshine。
到达小学的时间可以，
中大学，
中学的时候可以说是早上十点钟的时候。
Then while you are still middle aged, very young and very ambitious in the engagement of the social work, the work in society.You are maybe come to the zenith of the day.
在青年，在中年，在我们全力投入我们生活当中的时刻，可以说是日正当中的时候。
And afterward, this high day of your life, you might begin to see the down slope.
过了日正当中，我们可以看到太阳往西了。
Some of you maybe the sunlight in the afternoon hours.
在座的我们有一些已经是日落的时候。
Like me, I may be compared to the sun in afternoon 3 o'clock,
好像我自己就好像三点钟的太阳一样，准备下山了。
But everyone has his own phase of movement.
但是每一个人有个人的信仰的旅程。
And that we need to really see while the sun before the sun sets, I must work. Otherwise, I could not see no further light.
但是在这里告诉我们，在日落之前，我们必须要工作。黑夜临到，没有人可以看得见。
This is the daylight of your life.
这是你生命上的白天。
So while you are still alive and still energetic, you must serve the Lord.
当我们还活着，当我们还有体力活动的时候，我们要服侍神。
On the other hand, while God has not closed the door of salvation,
另外一句话，也就是神还没有将这个得救的大门关上。
Then you must strive.
我们必须要努力
to believe in God.
能够相信神
，to get hold of the essentials of salvation，
能够抓住真正得救的真谛
，to receive the Holy Spirit，to receive the divine word，to receive the good relationship between God and you，
能够真正的接受圣灵，接受圣灵的引导，接受神的话
，then you will not be regret，you will not regret。
因此，我们的生活当生命当中就没有后悔了
，because your life in this life you have fulfillment，
因为。在这个生命当中，我们已经有一个充实的生
命。So we must work for the Lord, from no matter what post you are holding.
因此，不论在我们任何的职位上面，我们都要为主努力工作。
Before Jesus comes, we must work for the Lord.
在主耶稣再临之前，我们要为主工作。
Before the closure of the divine grace, we must work for the Lord.
在主耶稣将恩典的大门关闭之前，我们要工作。
Before we pass away from the sin of the world, we must work.
在我们离开这个世界上之前，我们要工作。
This is how the Lord Jesus teaches us.
这是主耶稣如何教训我们。
Because as soon as it is night, no one can work.
黑夜将到，没有人可以再工作。
Now let's come back to John 11.
我们再看回约翰福音十一章。
Jesus actually teaching about the need to work while it is possible.
在这里主耶稣告诉门徒们一定要工作。
Because you must work.And you must walk at the same time. You must follow Jesus all the way through.
在这边告诉门徒，你要走路，要做事，并且要能够充分的跟随耶稣。
Let's read John 12. John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章
，verse 35 and 36.
三十五到三十六节。
John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36.
约翰福音十二章三十五、三十六节。
35 and 36.
三十五、三十六节。
Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Before darkness overtakes you, the man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Verse 36.
36节
Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. This is how the Lord urges us to remember several things.
在这里，主耶稣特别告诉我们要记住的几件事情。
Light refers to Jesus. Refers to Jesus.
光就是耶稣。
The Lord would not be with the disciples any much longer.
因为主不会再跟这些门徒永远的在一起。
He was about to be crucified.
他差不多要被钉死在十字架
上。So disciples must follow Jesus and learn from Jesus.
因此，门徒必须要跟随耶稣，学习耶稣。
When the hours of darkness control take command, they could not work.
当黑夜临到的时候，他们不能够再前往任何地方。
The second point of teaching here is that while we are able to work for the Lord.
第二点告诉我们，当我们还能够为主工作的时候
，when before we our eyesight fail because behind or before we become dim in our eyes,
在我们的眼睛渐渐转弱之前
，then we must work.
我们必须要工作。
While we still have strength, we must work for the Lord.
我们还有力量的时候，我们要为主工作。
And third point, his teaching.
在第三点的教训当中
，As disciples of the Lord, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, we must become the children of light.
我们身为神国的子民，我们也必须成为光明之子。
Because in the world, there's always contention between the force of evil and the kingdom of God.
因为在这个世界上充满了两种力量，是恶者的力量或是光明的力量。
Because Satan tried to demolish the kingdom of God and his people.
因为撒旦的力量试着要能够毁灭光明的力量。
So we must equip ourselves with the armor of light.
因此我们要装备自己，能够使我们成为光明之子。
To be victorious in the spiritual warfare.
能够在属灵的战争当中得到胜利。
This is the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ on the way to Bethany.
这是主耶稣在前往伯大尼路上所给我们的教训。
Now we also learn something. Jesus' spirit of, or we call the work ethic of Jesus, 工作精神。
在这里我们可以看到主耶稣工作的精神。
The work ethic is required of those who are workers of God.
工作精神对我们每一个人来说都是值得要去学习跟追求。
One must be truthful, faithful, and courageous.
必须要能够忠实的来做完这样的工作。
If we read Jesus' teaching concerning stewardship or concerning servanthood of the Lord,
如果当我们看到圣经当中所说到身为神仆人的精神
，He always teaches you must be faithful.
他总是告诉我们要作为忠实的仆人。
You must be spiritually and morally good.
你必须在能够属灵以及良善上面。道德上要良善。
Number one, you must be perceptive. You must be insightful. 有见解。
首先，必须要很有见解。
You know how to divide the food, a spiritual food, to the needs of the congregation. 能够
按时的分粮。
You must tend to the individual needs.
能够按照每个人所需要的来给他。
You ought to know what the church needs in the development of the church ministry.
我们必须能够充分的了解到教会需要什么。
And then you must know how to speak and how to behave.
能够充分了解到怎么样来说，怎么样来做。
This is the wisdom that we need to receive from the Lord.
这是我们要从神那里得到的属灵的知识。
That means your sense of judgment according to the demand of the kingdom and the spiritual principle.
因此，这是我们对于神的工作的一种价值上的观念。
Then the worker of God should be like that, insightful. The fourth point, a worker of God must be very diligent, work very hard.
第四点，我们必须要能够充分的投入奉献在殷勤在工作上面。
Number five, the worker of God must be fruitful, efficient and fruitful.
第五点，神的工人必须要能够多结果子，而且是很
效率，
很有效率的。
So faithful.
忠实
good, morally and spiritual good,
有良善的美德
and insightful, perceptive,
能够
有见解
的
then they must be diligent,
必须要能够充分的
殷勤
工作
they must be fruitful and productive,
并且能够多结果子
these are required of us,
这些都是对我们的要求
but Jesus said, he himself set a primal example to us,
但是在这里，主耶稣告诉我们一个例子。
Jesus is deeply aware of the coming or imminent danger.
在这里主耶稣了解到即将要来临的危险。
Because the Pharisees and scribes and the priests want to persecute him.
因为所有的法利赛人这些大祭司们都要来逼迫耶稣。
But Jesus realized that his mission is waiting for him.
但是主耶稣知道这个使命他要完成的。
He must walk upon the way to Golgotha, where he going to be crucified.
他必须走上各个他山上的道路。
So he said, "Let's go."
因此他说我们走吧。
Jesus defied or challenged difficulties.
主耶稣面对的困难在做挑战。
He said, "We must go."
因此他说我们必须要去。
This is the work ethic.
这个是一个工作精神。
We deal things, we deal with things with wisdom. At the same time, we need to have a heart of courage.
有了知识还必须要能够有这样的工作精神。
Jesus often told his disciples,
主耶稣常常地提醒他的门徒们。
If we read Mark 8 and 9 and 10, these three chapters,
我们当我们读到马可福音的八九十章的时候，
especially in the central portion about verses 30 and following,
大概在最中间的段，也就是三十节开始，
every chapter in that portion, Jesus reveals his mission in Jerusalem.
在这些当中，主耶稣一再地强调他要前往耶路撒冷的使命。
How, why he should be there?
为什么他要去那里？
Because it's a destined assignment given by God.
因为这是神所定定的使命。
He must suffer.
他必须要能够。
He would be killed.
他会被杀。
And then he would be crucified.
他会被逼迫。
Then he would be buried.
然后被埋葬。
And yet he would come to resurrection.
然后他会复活。
He repeatedly tells the disciple about this kind of divine necessity for him to be crucified.
他常常重复的提醒门徒这些他要经过的路程。
Simon Peter said, "Lord, do not have to go. Please don't go."
西门彼得甚至说：“主啊，你不要去那个地方。
”Then Jesus said, "Then Jesus chided Peter."
主耶稣在这里责备彼得。
Satan, step aside.
他说：“撒旦，离我远去吧。
”You are hindering God's work.
你不可以阻挡神的工作。
You are on the side of human will.
你只是站在人的意思上而已。
You are on the side of human weakness.
你只是站在人的软弱上而已。
You are not on the side of God.
你并没有在神的意思上。
It is the satanic work to prevent me from going to the work of salvation.
这个是企图要能阻挡主耶稣达到救赎的工作。
But he must go. Jesus must go.Eventually go there.
但是最后他还是要去。
So no matter people inform him about the dangers or crises, Jesus still had his footsteps toward Jerusalem.
虽然很多人提醒主耶稣这样的危险、这样的困难在他的面前，主耶稣决定还是要前往。
This is the work ethic, the courageous.
这个是一个勇敢以及良好的工作精神。
To be the workers of God, many disciples and apostles just look and act like Jesus.
在这里我们可以看到许多的使徒们都有基督的工作精神。
One of them, Apostle Paul,
其中一位保罗
can give us a very good example of this kind of moral courage.
可以给我们这样好的这种道德的观念。
道经德行的力量。
德行的力量。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
请看使徒行传第二十章。
Acts 20,
使徒行传第二十章。
After 2.5 years,after he had been with the elders and the brother sister of Ephesian church about 2.5 years.
当他花了两年半的时间与以弗所教会的信徒长老们在一起之后，
Apostle Paul needed to depart for Jerusalem.
保罗必须离开那个地方前往耶路撒冷。
And then the people there tried to dissuade him from going.
在那边的人劝他不要去。
But Paul said, "I must go."
但是保罗说，我必须要去。
My assignment requires me to go there.
我的使命叫我要去那个地方。
Then he gave a farewell speech to the elders of Ephesian church.
因此，在他离开之前，他说了一段道理。
Now let's read from chapter 20, verse 18.
请看二十章的十八节。
Now how he relates the good days or the good old days.In which he had been with the members of the church at Ephesus.
在这边他回忆起当他在以弗所教会和大家在一起美好的时光。
He said, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you, From the very first day I came into the province of Asia, Asia means in the west part of Turkey.
亚细亚在这里，也就是土耳其的西边。
Then verse 20, this reverse, you know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly, publicly from house to house. Verse 21.
21节.
I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. Verse 20.
22.
And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. Verse 23. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that in prison and hardships are facing me. Verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. How brave this man is.
我们可以看到保罗的勇敢。
He could anticipate dangers.
他可以能够真正的参与在患难当中。
He feel anxious.
他感觉到一股热情在里面。
But that he must go in any event.
但是在最后他还是要去。
In verse 24 says, in the Bible states,
在24节圣经中说到
I take no regard for my life.
我不以我的性命为念。
I do not cherish what I consider invaluable.
我并不以我看得到的东西为至宝。
As long as I finish on my marching toward this way of God,
只要我能够行完神给我要走的路程。
I think all the believers, all the brothers and sisters here,
我相信所有在座的弟兄姐妹
，We don't need to take up a very huge and a tremendous work.
我们不需要真正的担任很重大的工作。
And yet we need to retain a heart of faith, a heart of sincerity.A heart of adhering to the way of God.
但是我们要能够保守住一颗心，能够去愿意接受神道理的一颗心。
At least you keep your faith, the journey of faith.
至少能够保持我们的信心之旅。
Even you might encounter all kinds of difficulties.
虽然在路上我们会遇到许许多的困难。
Affliction or persecution.
也许是逼迫或捆锁。
But Paul has said set to us a good example.
但是保罗在这里给我们一个很好的榜样。
If we have time, read the 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23.
如果我们有时间，可以看《哥林多前书》第十一章
后书
第十一章
verse 23.
23节以下。
He just accounts for what sort of tribulation he has undergone.
他告诉我们他经历了多少的困难。
He was imprisoned.
他被下到监狱。
He was leashed.
He
was whipped.
他被鞭打。
He encountered the dangers on the land, at the sea, and from the tribe people.
他在海上，在路上，在人的面前受到许许多多的困扰。
He had the inner anxiety for the church progress.
他在他的心里面有很大的强烈感，要使得教会前进。
He cares about the welfare, especially spiritual welfare.All the brothers and sisters.
他特别的关心每一个信徒属灵上的福气。
This is the burden and as well as the cross of Peter and of Apostle Paul.
这也可以说是保罗的十字架，保罗的工作。
And yet, he is courageous.
但是他是勇敢的。
He keeps his mission.
他能够保持他的使命。
And this is the reason why he could make a triumphant outcry as a statement of faith.In the second Timothy,
所以在提摩太后书第二章当中，他能够很勇敢的说出他信仰的路程。
Let's read the second Timothy chapter 4.
请看提摩太后书第二章第四节，第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 7 to verse 8.
第七节到第八节。
I think if we could recite this and able to speak about this, even at the end of your life.Then you certainly are saved.
如果我们能够 记住这两节，并且在我们人生终点的时候很勇敢地说出这两段话，那么我们是成功的生命。
Let's read 7.
第七节。
I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8.
第八节。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, were a word to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At the time of second coming of Jesus,
在主耶稣再临的时候,
because you were faithful keeping of the faith,
因为你信心的保持,
because of your striving on this journey of life and of life of faith.
因为我们在信仰的道路上努力的奔跑
，because of your fighting for the gospel, the kingdom.
因为我们能够为真义的道来做打仗。
Then the Lord, our dear Lord, will award you with the crown of life, which is the righteous crown.
那么我们的主就会赏赐给我们公义的冠冕。
That is eternal life.
那就是永生的生命。
So we should not shun away from our tribulation or afflictions.
因此我们不应该逃离任何的困难
Use our wisdom
用我们的智慧
And yet you must be courageous
并且勇敢
You dare to challenge difficulties
我们敢面对任何的困难挑战
And you would rely on God's power to subdue or overcome all kinds of obstacles
能够真正的信靠神靠着他的力量来通过这一切的困扰
Then you are successful people or person of faith
那么我们可以说，在信仰的路上得到了真正的成功。
So we learn from Jesus, we learn from the Apostle Paul.
我们从保罗、从主耶稣的身上得到很好的教训。
Our lifespan is not so long, it's so limited.
我们的生命是极为的短暂。
So that we must work.
因此我们要工作。
And yet we must do our best.
并且我们要努力来工作。
Our fundamental or our basic requirements for us, especially the people at the pews.
特别是我们在座的人
1995 with this God's given a chapel new chapel
在这个神赐给我们这么新的教会里面
we need to do something more constructively
我们必须要能够有建设性的学习
perhaps we need to change the mentality
也许在我们的心态上要有所改变
we need to change our view
我们必须改变我们的视野。
Somehow we must deny ourselves in order to comply with the will of God and His demands.
有时候我们必须要放弃自己来配合神的道路、神的意愿。
Then we like to learn humbly the words of God because many things are unknown to us.
我们要能够谦卑地学习神的话，因为在神的话当中，我们太多东西不知道。
So we may make a campaign for the Bible for Bible reading, Bible studies.
因此，我们要能够设立起读经的好习惯。
We must make a campaign for prolonged and effective prayers.
我们能够设立起祷告的好习惯。
We must organize and mobilize people to work for the development of church ministry.
能够使得弟兄姐妹真正的为了教会的工作齐心的努力。
We design some practical programs.
我们能够设计出一些真的实际好用的计划。
In literary ministry, religious education, theological training, and many, many works.
在文宣、在宗教教育、在神训方面，能够真正的有计划。
At the same time, we need to cultivate the bedrock mass, bedrock workers of God.
我们
基本干部，
这样子我们就能够训练出真正的基本干部。
Then we must develop and extend and reach out to the vicinity of Vancouver Church.
因此，我们就能够将我们的福音真正的传开来。整个温哥华的地方。
May the Lord guide us. We need to work very courageously.
愿神祝福我们，使我们能够真正的有勇气来工作。
This is the third point we learn from the 11th chapter of John.
这是我们这在约翰福音第十一章所学习到的第三点。
Jesus is the light.
主耶稣是光。
His gospel shines upon us.
他的福音照在我们的身上。
His divine grace is present with us.
他的恩典永远与我们同在。
We have the light of life.
我们有生命的光。
And we will pass into darkness.
我们能够通过黑暗。
The light may be just closed and depart from us.
也许这个光离开了我们。
Because that is the day of Jesus coming.
因为这是主耶稣来临。
Or because the darkness subdued the light in us.
或是黑暗使得我们的光减弱了。
So we must resist darkness.
所以我们必定要能够胜过黑暗。
While the natural light will pass away, we do our best.
当自然的光
Before that, we must do our best.
在自然光去掉之前，我们要能够努力的工作。
This is the Lord's teaching. 这是主耶稣的教训。
No one should instruct his disciples to understand Jesus as the light of the world, and yet they must realize they must work and walk.
主耶稣利用这个机会教训门徒，他是世界上的光，并且告诉他们，当光还在的时候，他们要尽力的工作。
To work for the kingdom,
能够为了神国而工作。
One should be courageous.
必须要能够有工作的勇敢精神。
And this is how the Lord teaches us.
这是主耶稣给我们的教训。
Now let's come to recess.